Are you a thought leader or just a lousy thought follower? Join Johnny and Big Hungry in The Big Far Out, supported by the Freemasons Foundation.
Welcome to BFM, Michaela Dobson.
Hello.
You've had some assistance from the Freemasons Foundation to excel in your areas of study. We actually went to the Freemasons dinner a couple of weeks ago, and the caliber of people who receive these grants is extremely high. So you're obviously doing a great job in your field of study. What on earth are you studying?
So in a nutshell, I study hydrothermal deposits, so hot spring deposits, like the ones you get in Rotorua, as analogues for life on Mars. So, yeah, so...
Wow, you mean like, potentially, what do you mean? Carry on.
So when you have hot springs, so obviously, I mean, have you guys been to Rotorua?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not for a long time, actually. I've kind of missed that place, actually.
So, you know, when you have the hot springs come out and you get all the pretty colors around the hot springs? Mm-hmm. So those are microbial mats, so microbes. And what happens is as they dry out, they do this thing called silicify. And so you kind of get these deposits, and they look like cauliflowers, and they vary in texture. So you can have cauliflowers or like spiky cauliflowers. And what's interesting about those is that they preserve the microbes, so they show evidence for microbes in the past. And what's cool about that is they think they've found the same thing on Mars.
So it's kind of like a fossil situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, right, right.
So it fossilizes them.
And obviously they're assuming conditions on Mars were at some point kind of like Rotorua.
Yeah, so it would have been 3.5 billion years ago.
Oh, okay.
So just a couple of years ago. But the environment on Mars would have been really, really similar to the environment of Earth back then.
Right.
So it would have been like high iron, lots of like heat, volcanic eruptions, would have had meteorite impacts. And what's happening is you're getting these little pools, hot springs of water forming. Then they might only last not as long as the Rotorua stuff, but that's enough time, what they hypothesize for life. Yeah. And so my stuff that I researched for my honors was based off data from the Spirit Rover. So, I mean, you guys probably have heard of Curiosity. Yeah, so Spirit Rover was sent to Mars 30 years ago and went around, did his little thing, had a look at all the rocks, got excited. And then in around 2007, it started to lose its oomph. One of the wheels on Curiosity actually stopped working, and what happened is that it dragged its wheel through the ground.
Right.
And because of that, it kicked up all this like dust and all the sediment on the ground. And they analyzed it, and they found this stuff called opal A, so silica. And that's what you get in hot springs when it dries out.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, so...
So a happy accident.
Yeah. So he kind of went away, and then this guy came in, Steve Ruff, and he was like, hold up, go back. Like, there were these deposits on the outside that looked like cauliflowers.
Mm-hmm.
So they got all excited, took Spirit back, and gets there, does a quick little quickly.
Wait, the vehicle's called Spirit?
Like, yeah, yeah.
Come on, Spirit!
You can do it! Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, but Spirit gets back, has a look at it, analyzes it, and then dies, essentially.
Oh,
just stopped working.
Yeah.
So, they still had data that they could work with, and they ended up comparing. So the ones that they think are on Mars are very cauliflower-looking like, so they're quite bulbous, they're quite nodular.
How small are we talking, like?
Like...
Fist?
Yeah,
oh,
less,
wow,
yeah,
okay.
Fist, yeah.
Sweet.
And so, but they found an analogue on Earth in Chile. So obviously it's in the... up in the Andes in Chile, so it's really thin atmosphere, really cold.
Right.
So it would have not been the same, but it would have been similar to conditions on Mars.
Mm. When you say analog, can you explain that? Like, what does that mean
So an analog's just something that's similar somewhere else that you can be like, oh, because it looks as the same conditions, for instance, in Rotorua as it is over here, we can kind of say that this is the same environment. Like, that was the same environment in the past.
Right.
With the information that they've gathered, is there the possibility that they could determine whether or not there was like more advanced forms of life on Mars at all, or would you say not in likelihood?
Well, meaning like you're meaning more than microbial.
More than microbial, yeah.
I mean, microbial in itself is super advanced. Mm. So like the fact that microbes can live in like upwards of 300 degrees Celsius or like almost to absolute zero and still be able to function. So I think like the fact that there would have been if that is microbial evidence, that it would have been a community on Mars kind of indicates that it would have been complex at that time anyway.
Have you kind of, Michaela, have you kind of reached that point where you've studied this stuff so much that you kind of respect that stuff more than you respect humans? I trust that this happens with this kind of stuff, right? Because you're just like, man, these things are great. Why can't we be more like these things? They just get along.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, probably more interesting conversation.
Hey, just on Mars, I heard, you might know this, I heard that if we, to live on Mars, we've actually got to basically start kind of polluting it to get the atmosphere to like it. If we start like polluting it now, park a few cars on there and leave them running kind of thing. Like apparently that's like a total thing, right? They need to like kind of fuck the atmosphere to a point where it's...
Well, there essentially is no atmosphere. So
yeah,
if you're...
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, so you're going to be having... So the brilliant thing about our atmosphere and our magnetic field is that it reflects like the radiation from the sun. So if you were to just go out to Mars, you'd just be bombarded with that radiation. Mm. So for, I don't know, everyone talks about moving to Mars, but
I think it's ridiculous as well, but that's the whole, I just think it's funny how what we've got to do is get there and pollute it to make it livable. I just find that quite funny. We're good at that.
Well, yeah, it's something humans excel at. But yeah, it's exciting though. So the stuff that I was doing in Rotorua, so they were using these analogues to try and in other places besides Chile. So Rotorua, they're like, oh, this is a different environment, but these things are still forming. So it was kind of correlating that across. And they actually went for the 2020 NASA Mars rover mission based on like some of the data and stuff. And so it was between three sites, and they...
Oh, wow. So like Chile, New Zealand and somewhere else kind of thing. And
oh, no, I mean like three sites on Mars.
Oh, right,
for,
right.
Three sites on Mars for the NASA, the new NASA... I'll start again. So, yeah. So 2020 Mars rover mission for NASA, they want to send a rover to Mars to collect samples, and then they'll send another one in a couple of years' time to bring them back, and they're going to use that to try and test for life and see if there's evidence of life on Mars. And so went through this massive process. They were able to narrow it down to three sites, with the place that I was talking about that Spirit went to, so it's called Columbia Hills, was one of the options. But a lot of disagreement because people didn't really want to go back to where they've already been. If you're going to spend $2 billion, you'd want to go somewhere new. So a lot of stuff that I was doing and a couple of other people I was doing work with was trying to create more analogs saying, yes, like these ones are these bulbous forms, but you can get them in Rotorua and you can get them in Chile. You can get them forming in all these different environments. So unfortunately, they didn't end up getting it, but there's a big push at the moment from my supervisor and a couple of other people that do all this research to try and find someone else to fund the...
Right.
So yeah, so if you know any wealthy billionaires,
come
let
on,
me know.
Elon.
Yeah.
It's a Mars-related thing.
So for these microbial things to have formed many thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago on Mars, would there have had to have been an atmosphere at some point on Mars?
Yeah, so they reckon that early Earth and Mars, early Mars, would have been really similar. So they would have had very similar environments. Like they were completely different to what they are today. So like if you were to go to the ocean, it would be bright green because it's just like filled with iron. You would be looking at like a red sky, like it's just completely different. But be like I was saying, that microbes can live in these extreme environments, it would have been suitable enough for these microbial communities to form potentially in these hot springs. So keeping in mind that the hot springs would have been going down under the Earth's surface, so for instance, if it got too hot, they could retreat down and be protected from like the radiation from the sun that way. That's the ongoing theory at the moment.
Makes you think, doesn't it? Johnny and Big Hungry in The Big Far Out, supported by the Freemasons Foundation.